नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाया देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्द गोपाल कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 24, chapters entitled The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. Text number 27 has no purport, 28 has no purport, and text 29 has purport. So we'll read 27, 28, and then we'll chant together. It's prose verse, no need to chant together. Text 27.
Tasyanucharitam upatishtad vistarisyate yasya bhagavan svayam akilad jagad gurur narayano dvari gadapanir avatishtate Nija jananu kampita hridayo yenan gushtena para dasakandaro yojana yutavyutam digvijaya uchatitaha.
Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, "My dear king, how shall I glorify the character of Bali Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Three Worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with a club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravana, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamandev kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. Vamandev Bhagavan ki jai. I shall explain the character and activities of Bali Maharaj later in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 28.
Tato dastad talatale mayo nama dhananvatadras Tripura dipatir Bhagavata Purarina Trilokisham Chikir Shuna Nirdagdadha Swapuna Trayas Tatprasada Laptapado Mayavinam Acharyo Mahadevena Parikshito Vigata Surashana Bayo Mahiyate.
Translation. Beneath the planet known as Sutala is another planet called Talatala, which is ruled by the Danava demon named Maya. Maya is known as the Acharya, master of all the Mayavis who can invoke the powers of sorcery. For the benefit of the three worlds, Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripura, at once set fire to the three kingdoms of Maya. But later, being pleased with him, he returned his kingdom. Since that time, Maya Dhanava has been protected by Lord Shiva, and therefore he falsely thinks that he need not fear the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 29. Tato dastan mahatalehe kadaveyaninam sapanam nakita shirasam krodavasho nama ganaha kuhaka takshata kaliya sushanadi pradana mahabhogavantaha patati rajadipate purushavahad anvaratam udvijamanaha svakalatra patya surit kutumba sangena kvachit premata viharanti. Please repeat after me. Tataha, the planet Tala Tala. Ahashtat, beneath. Mahatale, in the planet known as Mahatala. Kadraveyanam, of the descendants of Kadru. Sarpanam, who are big snakes. Na eka shirasam, who have many hoods. Krodavashaha, always subject to anger. Nama, named. Ganaha, the group. Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, Sushena, Adi, and so on. Pradanaha, who are the prominent ones. Mahabhogavantaha, addicted to all kinds of material enjoyment. Patatri Raja Adipate, from the king of all birds. Garuda Purushavahat, who carries the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anavaratam, constantly. Udvijamanaha, afraid. Sva, of their own. Kalatra apatya, wives and children. Surit, friends. Kutumba, relatives. Sangena, in the association. Kvachit, sometimes. Pramataha, infuriated. Viharanti, they sport. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The planetary system below Tala Tala is known as Mahatala. It is the abode of many hooded snakes, descendants of Kadru, who are always very angry. The great snakes who are prominent are Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, and Shushena. The snakes in Mahatala are always disturbed by fear of Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. But although they are full of anxiety, some of them nonetheless sport with their wives, children, friends, and relatives. Purport. It is stated here that the snakes who live in the planetary system known as Mahatala are very powerful and have many hoods. They live with their wives and children and consider themselves very happy. Although they are always full of anxiety because of Garuda, who comes there to destroy them. This is the way of material life. Even if one lives in the most abominable condition, he still thinks himself happy with his wife, children, friends, and relatives.
Tato dastan mahatale kadravayanam sarpanam nakika shashiram kodasasvo namo ganaha kuhaka takshaka kaliya shushanari pradana mahabhogavantaha patatri raja dipate purusha vahad anvataram adivojmanaha Svakala trapadya surit kutumba sangena kvachit pramata viharanti. Om jnana tramandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam jena tasmai shri guve namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam Stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raganatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanvitamscha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesa Sunyavadi Pascha Deshatarane Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gumakam Kuroti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram Om Tat Sat Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy and I've just day before yesterday, I came from Sri Mayapur Dham, Anibal. And I came here to Sri Calcutta Tirtha. Calcutta is a Tirtha because this is the birthplace of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So it is said that every devotional service you perform in Mayapur, you get 1,000 times the benefit. And every devotional service that you do in Calcutta, you get 10,000 times the benefit. So I'm very glad to have the opportunity to be here to serve the devotees by attempting to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I begin, I'd like to take the asirwad, the blessings of all the Vaishnavas that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. One time, Srila Prabhupada was on a train. And the train was moving very fast. He was with some of his sannyasi disciples, and they were guarding the compartment where Prabhupada was sitting. Now, some gentlemen, they wanted to come and have darshan of Srila Prabhupada, but the sannyasis were keeping them out. They were not giving them permission to come. But the gentlemen were very determined. So when the sannyasis were not looking, the gentlemen came inside the compartment and offered their pranams to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada asked them, "So, what can I do for you?" And they said, "Swamiji, we just want your asirwad, your blessings. Please give us your blessings." So then Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, what kind of blessings do you want?" Now this is the first time that anyone had ever asked these gentlemen this. So they were puzzled. They did not know what to say. One of them said, "Oh Swamiji, my knee is giving some pain. Please you give some blessings, the pain will go away." Swamiji nodded his head in disgust. This is not the right asirwad. Another one thought he would try another suggestion. "Swamiji, my daughter needs to be married. Please you give your asirwad." Again, Swamiji was not satisfied. The third one he tried. "Swamiji, let there be peace and happiness for all of humanity." Again, Prabhupada was not satisfied. They did not know what further to say. And Prabhupada pointed to one of his sannyasi disciples who was very skinny, Satsarup Das Goswami. And he said, "My asirwad is that you should take saffron cloth and become like him." "Oh no, Swamiji, oh no. No, thank you, Swamiji. Thank you, thank you." And very quickly, they left the compartment. So this is the great blessing of Srila Prabhupada and our Gaudiya Vaishnav parampara, that we should become free of our material attachments to our wife, sons, family, home, land, griha kshetra sutra, aham, mama meti, I, me, mine. We should become free of our attachment to all of these things. And in today's verse, we are hearing about the snakes in Mahatala and their family attachments, and how Prabhupada is saying in the purport that these material attachments need to be given up. And this will be the topic of our discussion today. Just to review a little bit, in this section, Shukadev Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, and he's glorifying Bali Maharaj. And this glorification of Bali Maharaj is just beginning, and it will be continued later in the 8th canto. And then he begins describing, as the chapter is called, the subterranean heavenly planets. He talks about Sutala, where the Maya Danava demon is there with his mystic powers. And in today's verse, we're hearing about Mahatala. And in Mahatala, there are many snakes, sarp. And these snakes are experiencing Maha Bhogavantaha. You've heard of Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. So not only they're experiencing enjoyment, but they're experiencing Maha Bhoga. Maha Bhogavantaha. They're having tremendous enjoyment. How are they enjoying? They're enjoying sports and recreation. Sport, viharanti. They're engaging in viharanti, different sports. Now, what kind of sports do snakes enjoy? Perhaps they engage in surfing or skydiving or skiing. And after all these sports, perhaps they get hungry for more mahabhogavantaha, more enjoyment. So what do the snakes eat? Perhaps fish sandwich. And after that, perhaps for dessert, a sweet ice cream. So they're enjoying their mahabhogavantaha with their friends, their relatives, their family member, all these sports and ice cream. But still, there is fear, bhayam. They are afraid. They're afraid. Udvajamanaha means fear. They're afraid of Garuda. Because any time Garuda can come, and do you know what Garuda eats for Mahabhogavantaha? Garuda eats snakes. So they're experiencing tremendous fear. But still, they're trying to enjoy. This is the nature of this world. That even though we're experiencing the miseries of life, adhyatmik klesh, adhibhautik klesh, adhidaivik klesh, even though we're experiencing the miseries of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, still we're trying to enjoy this world. It's compared to a man. The man was running, being chased by a tiger, and he fell into a well. And as he was falling down the well, he grabbed two branches. And his eyes became acclimated to the darkness. And he looked down, and down below, he saw snake. The snake was looking up with his mouth wide open. Come to Papa. I will eat you. This reminds me of a nice story I heard on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama just the other day. We were walking with Jagjivan Prabhu, very senior Prabhupada disciple from South America. And he was with Prabhupada in Caracas, Venezuela. They were walking in a park. In the park, there was a lake, like the Pacor across the street from here. And in the lake were two crocodiles. And the crocodiles came up to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was on a bridge out of harm's reach. But one crocodile opened his mouth, and Prabhupada said, "Ah, he is welcoming us." In this way, we see the jaws of death are awaiting us at any time. Still, we're trying to enjoy. The man is holding on to the two branches, and he's looking down at the snake, and he's looking up, and he sees. He sees the tiger. And the branches that he's holding on to, there are two rats. One white rat and one black rat. And they're gnawing on the branches. And our acharyas explain that the white rat represents daytime. And the black rat represents night time. So as the days and the nights are passing, our hold on this life is fastly becoming looser and looser, and soon we'll fall into the mouth of the serpent of death. But still, we're trying to enjoy Maha Bhoga Vantaha. How can we learn our lesson? How can we be extricated from our habits of material enjoyment, which are so strong? This Hridaya Granti, this hard knot in the heart, is so difficult to cut. Thousands and millions of lifetimes we've been in this material world. Still, we're addicted to Maha Bhoga Vantaha. We want to enjoy sports. We want to enjoy ice cream. We want to enjoy sandwich. How can we become free of this? Lord Krishna has given us a wonderful process, and that is the wonderful inheritance that we have received by receiving this human form of life. And human beings are given this Varnashram Dharma, the Varnashram system. Chatur Varnyamayashristam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha Tasya Kartram Apimam Vidya Kartram Avyayam. Krishna says these four Varnas, four ashrams are created by me. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And I am not party to these systems. I am above these systems. But we, as human beings, can benefit from this system. Brahmachari life means student life. Grahastha life means controlled, limited, restricted sense gratification. Let me become a grahastha. Let me enjoy to some degree Maha Bhoga Vantaha. Let me have sports like swimming is a Vaishnav sport. Let me have sandwich, not fish. Let me have ice cream, but let me offer to Krishna. Let me have a nice house, beautiful wife, occasional sex life for procreation of children. Let me have a comfortable existence, at least as far as possible. This is bhoga. Let me have some enjoyment in this world. Then vanaprastha life means renunciation, austerity, tyag. I will not have ice cream sandwich. I will not have bhoga. I will have maximum austerities. If we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the life of a vanaprastha, he lives in the forest. He eats the most austere foods, leaves, kapita phal, fruit, only edible by the monkeys. Very, very austere. Grahastha seeks some enjoyment. Vanaprastha doesn't want any enjoyment. Complete renunciation. I renounce everything. And then sannyas. Sannyas is totally indifferent. He doesn't care. He's traveling and preaching, doing his duty to give Krishna consciousness to others. Raja vidya raja guyam pavitram idam uttamam prajakshavam gamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. He's giving this king of knowledge to others. Now when he's traveling, sometimes he'll be given a wonderful welcome. Oh, Swami Maharaj, you have come. Dandavat pranam. Please come, let us wash your feet. Have a nice sitting place. We welcome you with sweet words. And we'll give you puja. We'll offer arti. We'll give gifts to you. And please enlighten us with spiritual knowledge. Here's a nice, quiet and clean place to sleep. Here's 1,000 people that you can speak Krishna Katha to. welcome Swami Maharaj. And sometimes he's given a cold welcome. Oh, you've come. We did not know you were coming. Sorry. Come back some other time. Sometimes a sannyasi is poorly treated. Look at the example of the Avanti Brahmana. The Avanti Brahmana, he had his sannyas danda, kamandalu. People were spitting on him. They took his danda away. The children were urinating in his prasadam. But he was equipoised. He was indifferent. A sannyasi is indifferent. Whether they treat a sannyasi well, or if they treat a sannyasi poorly, the sannyasi is completely indifferent. Whatever he receives, he uses in the service of the Krishna. If they treat him well, fine. The people who treat him well will benefit. If they treat him poorly, at least he is doing his duty to preach. And those that treat him poorly, they will suffer. But that is not his business. So we see that beyond the bhog, enjoyment of grahastha life, and the tyag, the total renunciation of vanaprastha life, there is the indifference, only attached to doing one's duty of the sannyasi. While I was in Mayapur, I was on a morning walk with my Guru Maharaj, Param Puja Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj told me that, you have any desire for grahastha ashram? I said, no, Guru Maharaj. Hopefully, with the mercy of Krishna and Vaishnavas, I will not have to enter this ashram. So then Maharaj said, well, you are already traveling and preaching and doing this sannyasi dharma, so you should take sannyas. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I took Maharaj's order on my head and I approached the Prahladananda Swami Maharaj, this ISKCON's sannyasi minister. And I told Maharaj that I'd received this instruction from my Guru Maharaj and I was willing to take sannyas. So Maharaj was very happy, very encouraging. And he arranged that I would have all the forms to fill out. And there's so many forms. I felt like I was in an Indian office. You have to fill all the forms 4 times like this. Actually, it's only 2 times. I need electronic copy and soft hard copy, 2 copies of everything. You need to fill out all general information about your items referring to your body, your age, and this and that. Now 48. And then you need to fill out something that's explaining your resume in Krishna consciousness, all the different services that you've performed. And they ask you, like, which responsible positions you have held in ISKCON? What is your preaching experience in ISKCON? What courses and classes and spiritual topics you have studied? And then they ask you, why do you want to take sannyas? So I've been contemplating on this topic. I want to just briefly share with all of you. Would you like to hear this? Why I want to take sannyas? I want to take sannyas because of kripa. K-R-I-P-A, Kripa. K, Krishna's representative's mercy. Because Guru Maharaj has asked me to take sannyas. If I take sannyas, then Maharaj will be satisfied. Yasyat prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasyat prasadat nagatit katopi. So by taking sannyas, Guru Maharaj will be satisfied. And also Prabhupada, who encouraged so many of his disciples to take sannyas.
K, Krishna's representative's mercy. K-R, R, responsibility. By taking sannyas, one can receive and take more responsibility for Srila Prabhupada's mission. One will travel more, preach more, devotees will take one more seriously, one can preach more effectively, and one can undertake projects on behalf of the mission of Srila Prabhupada and inspire devotees. So R, responsibility. K-R-I, there are three I's. I for introspection. A sannyasi should be very introspective, to look within himself. What kind of anarthas are there in my heart still? How can I get rid of these anarthas? Am I really chanting Hare Krishna without offense? Am I avoiding the 11th offense of inattentiveness? How serious, how absorbed am I in my practices of sadhana bhakti? I, introspective. I, indifference. We mentioned this before with the story of the Avanti Brahmana. The sannyasi is indifferent. Whether he receives good treatment or bad treatment, he is indifferent. He just focuses on doing his service. And I, identity. Who am I? Jivara Supahoy, Krishnera Nityanas. I am eternal servant of Krishna. But when one takes the sannyas ashram, he cuts all connection with family. He's not connected with a particular lineage or line or gotra anymore. He becomes achyuta gotra, connected only with Krishna. So this identity aspect is very transforming. If we see ourselves as brahmachari, we'll think a certain way, how I'll behave in a certain situation. But if we think of ourselves as an aspiring sannyasi, then our behavior may change. Identity, very powerful, our sense of identity, affects the way we think, affects the way we behave. Just internal identity. K-R-I-P, power to preach in parampara. This is perhaps the most important reason to take sannyas, other than the first one, pleasing guru. Power to preach. By taking sannyas, by carrying a danda, one becomes very impressive in one's presentation of Krishna consciousness. I spoke with one sannyas committee member, His Grace Hridoy Chaitanya Prabhu, temple president of Radadesh in Belgium, very senior devotee. I asked him for his blessings. He said, "You will be much more impressive if you carry a danda." Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took sannyas. And this was the reason he took sannyas. He was preaching to his students and he was calling out, "Gopi, Gopi, Gopi." And his students said, "Why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi? You should chant the names of Krishna." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came angry and began chasing that student with a stick. And then the student was running. And then he escaped. And he met some other students. "Nimai was going to beat me with a stick. What does he think he is doing? Who does he think he is? He's a brahmana. We're also brahmanas. If he tries this again, we will beat him." In this way, they were very disrespectful. Lord Chaitanya spoke with his associates. "I came as the vaidya, the doctor, to reduce the mucus. But I see the mucus is increasing. Therefore, let me take sannyas so that everyone will pay their respects to me. And if they pay their respects to me, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will advance in devotional service." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will play a trick to trick all the logicians, all the materialists, all the Pashandis,
all the Mayavadis. I will trick them. And this trick is sannyas. Prabhupada speaks in the purport that this movement, this Hare Krishna Sankirtan movement, is designed to spread the chanting and dancing all over the world of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by taking sannyas, everyone will chant and dance. Lord Chaitanya took this up. Power to preach in parampara. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada also took sannyas from a picture of Srila Gaurkisor Das Babaji Maharaj in order to accelerate the preaching of Krishna consciousness. And then after chanting for 12 years, 1 billion names of the Lord, he came here to Calcutta and began preaching in number 1, Ultadanga Junction Road. And that is where our Srila Prabhupada met him for the first time. And Srila Prabhupada told young Abhay Charan, you should preach in the English language. Spread Krishna consciousness across the world. And after many years, Prabhupada was having dreams that Bhaktisiddhanta was beckoning to him. Come, 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 take sannyas. And he was speaking with his godbrothers. And one godbrother said, Abhay Charanaravinda Prabhu, you must take sannyas. You must take sannyas. In order to preach, you must take sannyas. So this is power to preach in parampara. Kripa, the last A, has also 3 A's. Assessment. Accountability. And association. Assessment. When we take sannyas in ISKCON, there is a tremendous body of devotees watching over us. In addition to the sannyas services committee, who is yearly giving an assessment of the sannyasi, each sannyas candidate requires 5 mentors or senior devotees, sannyasis, who will personally watch over that devotee, that sannyas candidate. And they will regularly assess the devotees. How is he preaching? Is he preaching according to parampara? How is his behavior? How is his appearance? How is his presentation? How is his dealings with other devotees? Is he controlling anger? How is his dealings, especially with the opposite sex? Is it appropriate? On so many different levels, he'll be assessed. And when we are assessed, if we take it in the right mood, we can grow and we can improve in Krishna consciousness. This is very beneficial. Then, accountability. When one takes sannyas in ISKCON now, or even becomes a sannyas candidate, he has to fill out his accounts. Whatever dakshina is coming in must all be carefully accounted for. Every paisa. And whatever travels, wherever you're going, whatever programs, that is also reported. Because time is money. Every devotee in ISKCON is a valuable asset to ISKCON. We're all assets of ISKCON. Not only money, but our time, our pran that we give is an asset. So we're accountable. Give your schedule for the upcoming year. Give a report. What was your activities in the previous year? We're accountable for all of this. And this is also healthy. We know we're keeping sadhana cards. Whatever you measure, then you achieve excellence. So if you're accountable, you measure all of your activities, you're preaching, you can attain excellence in this. So this is also very beneficial. Finally, the last A, association. by taking sannyas in ISKCON or aspiring to take sannyas, then automatically so many blessings of senior devotees will come. The blessings of senior devotees come in their association and their instructions, their vapu and their vani. By associating with senior devotees, we can develop good qualities. We can take on their qualities. Shamodamas tapashotam shantir arjvam evacham gyana vigyanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. We can take on these qualities of a brahmana. And also, most importantly, the three most important qualities of a sannyasi. Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita. Number one, fearlessness. The sannyasi should be fearless, that he should be ready to preach anywhere. I was with Prahladananda Swami Maharaj. I was having lunch with him and one other devotee, sannyas candidate. They were discussing, and they were speaking about going to preach in one very dangerous place. I forget exactly which place it was. And, oh, Manipur. Manipur is a potentially dangerous place. Bomb blasts are there, so many things. And the devotee was saying, Maharaj, we can send devotees there. And then Maharaj is saying, what, we can do this, we can do so, but only if it will be effective. If we can have effect, spread Krishna consciousness there. Otherwise, what is the use of risking in the lives of so many devotees if we will not have effect? So the devotees are ready to risk their lives for preaching Krishna consciousness. They must be fearless. The second most important quality of the sannyasi is they should have spiritual knowledge. Vidyavadu jivanam. They should understand shastra. And they should understand sarva shastra sar, the essence of shastra. Vidyavaru jivanam, the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. They should have faith in the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this brings us to the last of the three most important qualities of the sannyasi, and that is purity. Srila Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. This utility is the principle, and purity is the force. So we are preaching movement. Movement means move. If you want to move something, you need force. And that force to move, the movement, is purity. If you want to be like fire, associate with fire, be like fire. We want to associate with Krishna. We want to join Krishna's family. Krishna is pure, pavitram. Arjuna uvacha. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shasvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. He's Pavitram, he's pure. So we want to join Krishna's family, Achyuta Gotra. So we must also become pure. And the means of purity given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali is the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, Shukadev Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikshit about Mahatala and all the snakes, the sarps of Mahatala, and how these sarps are trying to enjoy Mahabhogavantaha. But ultimately, real enjoyment means giving up Mahabhogavantaha and embracing Krishna consciousness and the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'd like to express my gratitude to all of you this morning for listening so attentively and being so tolerant and tolerating me. Thank you very much. Time is now up. And perhaps if there are any questions, we can take them personally. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanande.
You have blessed a lot of mercy. Kripa.
Kripa.
So nice. You are carrier of Kripa. Distributing Kripa.
So nice. Please pray for me. I can give some service.
Actually, you are actually sannyasi already. Alien life of sannyasi.